You're listening to SBS News.
It's the opening ceremony of the Australian Tennis Championships at Melbourne Park. Almost 60 athletes from nearly every state and territory in the country are competing for a national title at an internationally renowned sporting venue. The President of Sport Inclusion Australia is Helen Croxford.
We are delighted to celebrate 24 years of this important event. Australia has a very successful record on its engagement of people with an impairment into sport and making it accessible for all.
The event is usually held during the Australian Open, but was pushed back 3 months due to COVID disruptions. Australian tennis icon Todd Woodbridge praised the efforts of Tennis Australia to make the event a reality in 2021.
To be able to get the tournament back up and running and continue on and to have the championships, you can see by the look on all of their faces how great it is.
Back to try and claim a third consecutive title, 29-year-old Tim Gould says he's dedicating this one to his family.
So my goal is come top one again. I win for my family, for my dad, and my brothers.
The competition is held over four categories for players with an intellectual disability, Down syndrome, autism, and for the first time, deaf or hearing impaired. Phil Harper from Deaf Sports Australia says it's a fantastic opportunity for his athletes.
I wish on myself I was 30 years younger, been the same competition, because wonderful for them to have the opportunity, their pathway from local to national and international in the future.
It's an opportunity for many to gain independence and inclusion through sport. Kelly Wren is competing for her 23rd title in the tournament. She says it's a privilege to play tennis both in Australia and internationally.
I just love what I do. And the more you love what you do, the more you just want to come back and just keep playing.
Competitors range in age from 12 to 58 in this year's event. For some, this competition provides a pathway to representing Australia at international tournaments. For others, it's simply a chance to play the sport they love on a world-class stage. Olivia Sayers is chasing her second title, but as a professional athlete with international accolades in tennis, swimming and downhill skiing, she says half the attraction is the chance to catch up with friends.
I like the competition, and of course I've hung out with my friends as well. I'm just definitely happy and excited to be here and having this great experience with everything.
While the future of the International Elite All Ability competition is unknown, these players say they're simply taking it one game at a time. Abby Dinham, SBS News.